Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Clue found in a mystery case, the correspondence school detectives could look in their book on how to be a detective and find out what to do. But when the mystery is all about what to do for a crying and hungry little baby, Cy and Elmer have no idea how to proceed. The old boys have some help with their problem, however, as the widow Snodgrass has come to the rescue with good advice. The only trouble with that is, the detectives are rivals for the widow's hand, and this clouds the real issue. We now look into the parlor of the widow's boarding house and find Cy and Elmer far from being friends.
Looky here, you gotta quit talking so loud, Cy. That little fella's there to wake up and start squealing again.
I don't feel so good, Elmer. My stomach is acting up all the time.
Now, don't you start that all over again. It's been a long time since you hollered about that stomach of yours. You ain't spent so much money neither since you quit buying all them pills and junk for bum stomachs.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about my stomach till we found that poor little starved dog on the porch.
Yeah,
he was so poor-like that it got me to thinking about my own stomach.
Yes, well, I certainly got my hands full now. Ain't enough that we got to find a lost baby and a dog on the front porch, but now you got to go and get a stomachache.
Yeah, it does, Elmer.
Yeah, maybe it does, but ain't nothing I can do about it. My goodness, you always get a pain someplace.
I wonder how long the widow will be gone, Elmer.
She ought to be back most any time now. She was just going over to get a milk bottle for the baby and one of them rubber hats to put on it.
Rubber hats?
You heard me.
What's a baby got to have a rubber hat for?
Not the baby, a ninny. The rubber hat's for the milk bottle.
Oh.
You know, goes on top of a milk bottle well for him to drink through.
I got to do something about my stomach.
Oh, why, it's getting new one. He had that old one for 67 years now.
Why, Elmer, I ain't but 58, and you know it.
58. So you've been 58 for the last 9 years.
Yeah, no such a thing,
yes,
Elmer.
Yes, sir.
Now,
what have you been talking about?
Elmer, the widow was just telling me how young I looked, you know.
Yes, yes, I know. She used to tell me that, too.
Yeah.
But she quit it when she didn't get that automobile she was looking at for her birthday. What's she been showing you?
Oh, nothing, Elmer, nothing. That is, she is kind of stuck on a radio with a clock in it that's in the catalog.
Yeah, new with something.
Yeah, but that ain't got nothing to do with how young she thinks I look.
Oh, no, of course not.
No, it ain't.
Oh, not a thing. Well, now shut up. You best get in the dog a chance to sleep a little. They was both starved. Now they got the little stomachs full, they get the little shut eye.
That sure is a cute little dog, ain't it?
Mighty cute little pup. So I don't reckon he's more than 4 or 5 months old.
Got any idea where he come from, Elmer?
Well, he don't look like none of the dogs I ever seen around here.
Maybe he's a police dog, Elmer.
Say, maybe he's a dead. Now, there's an idea, Si. If that's a police dog, we use him to help us on the cases.
Yeah, but how can we tell if he is a police dog?
Well, guess I ought to know something about detecting or following people or not being afraid of guns. Oh, I don't know what a police dog is supposed to know.
Well, if he's any good, we'll find out on this case.
Yeah, just as soon as the widow gets back from that store, we're going down this case, too.
Oh, no.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, Teddy.
I ain't in no shape to go out on no case now, Elmer.
You ain't no shape. What's the matter, you ain't?
I don't feel good. Not a little bit.
Well, what's that got to do with detecting?
I can't do no detecting work when I feel miserable like this.
Oh, you can't do no work no time. Now forget about that stomach yours a minute and think about this poor little baby.
Yeah, he's all right now, ain't he?
Yes,
yeah,
certainly he's all right now. The widow fixed him up quick. And Si, weren't we foolish about them 3 quarter pieces of cloth in his basket?
Elmer, I reckon the widder is laughing at us yet.
Yeah, bet she is. Well, now we got some real serious business in front of us. This baby come from someplace, and we got to get him back there.
And how are we going to find out who his folks is?
Same way we found out a lot of other things we want to know.
Yeah.
We go detecting. What's more, it looks to me like a hard case.
Yeah, I don't see what's so hard about it.
You don't? Well, then I'll tell you. Now, in the first place, there's hundreds of families around this town got kids. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
It's going to take some time to find out that this baby don't belong to one of our own hometown folks' families.
Yeah, I know. They'll be advertising for it in the paper tomorrow, sure. I reckon we can take care of him till then.
Yes, but this baby ain't lost, si, be the telling you.
He ain't lost?
Certainly ain't lost. He was left on our porch on purpose. It's going to be a big job to find out who ought to have a baby but ain't got one.
Oh, and you mean that even if we find a house where this baby belongs, we got to prove it?
Certainly. The sooner we start, the quicker. Just the minute the widow gets back, out we go.
Ain't there nothing we can use for a clue, Emmy?
Yeah, but the only thing I can figure is to go around the square to all the stores and find out if them baby blankets and clothes was bought anywhere in this town.
Yeah, I guess that's right. You'll have to go alone, Emmy.
What's the reason I have to go alone?
Well, you know, my misery...
Oh, your misery's again. It's too much trouble, Si. Why don't you get along without it?
Without what?
Without your misery.
Now, there's no use of joking, Emmy.
I ain't joking. I'm here
to
book
this. I've got to do something for my miserable feelings.
Yeah.
And I got to do it right away.
Yeah.
Hey, Elmer, I hurt bad. Oh, I wished I had some new kind of medicine.
Well, I don't see how the widow can have any use for a fellow. It's only time of whining and crying and bailing around about something or other.
Now he's woke up again.
Well, you can't blame him. Nobody can sleep through your talking all the time. Now, come on, get out in the kitchen, fix up some more of that milk and water that you better fix for him, will you?
Milk and water?
You heard me.
Do I want to boil it again, Elmer?
Certainly you don't want to boil it again, Elmer.
Oh.
You got it all boiled away now. Now, hurry up, Si, will you? Hurry up. Go get the milk.
All right, Elmer. I won't be but just a minute. I'll hurry back.
Now, hold on, little man. Hold on. This ain't no way to treat your old Uncle Elmer. Oh, what's the matter with you, Si? Getting something for you? Well, if you just can't live without hearing me sing, here she goes. We down upon the Swanee River. Here, you get out, dog. Get down, will you? Get down there. Don't be trying to get up in that basket with a baby. Hey, Si, get in here and take this dog off my hands, will you? Look, will you get down there? Hurry up, Si. Between this dog and kid, I got my hands full. Si Perkins, will you get in here?
I'm coming, Elmer.
Yes, so is Christmas. Now, looky here, pup dog. Looky here, I'm talking to you. You quit jumping on that baby, will you? You go out the doors.
All right, Elmer. All right. Here it is, Elmer. Here it is. It's just barely warm, like the widow said.
Wait a minute, Si. I'll hold him up a little. And put that spoon up to his mouth. Easy like. Don't put it in his eye. Not that cup, you ninny. Put the spoon on the floor and...
Yeah.
I mean the cup on the floor and then put the spoon in his mouth.
Don't make me nervous, Elmer. My stomach is just a-going around and around like a merry-go-round.
Yeah, yours coming.
There now. How's that?
Yes. Now then. He certainly likes his eating, don't he, Si? Look at him. Give him some more. Come on, give him some.
I don't know, Elmer.
Yeah, come on.
Now, the widow said not to give him too much.
Oh, God, sorry, the widow.
Elmer, you take that back.
Take what back?
You can't call the widow names.
I can't. Well, who's calling her names?
You did. You did, Emma. You just did it, and I won't have it. Take it back, or I'll...
You'll do what?
Well, I'll...
Yes, you better get some more milk in that spoon, Si Perkins, and quit fighting over nothing.
Oh, now you're calling the widow nothing, are you?
Si Perkins, will you get that spoonful of milk and get it up to this baby's face, or I'm going to bust you, and I am.
All right, Elmer, get out. Go on, get out of there.
Yeah, for goodness sakes, that makes three times that dog is going to net up that baby's milk, Si.
What do we do now?
There's your answer. This little fella's got to eat it, Teddy. Go on out and get some more milk. And for goodness sakes, Si, keep the dog out of it, will you?
If we only knowed his name, we could make him mind it.
If you only knowed his name, never mind about your name. You get that milk. Don't mind about the dog's name. Now, just hold on, little shaver. Hold on. Old Si's getting you some more to eat. Down here, pup. Get down, I tell you. Will you get out of the side, will you?
All right, Emma. Here's the milk. Here's the milk, Emma. And you can put it right there on that chair. And you can feed the kid yourself. I got something here for my stomach.
Si, will you, for the milk, for goodness sake, will you forget your stomach in, for just a minute? Take this dog over in the corner and tell you about your stomach if you've got to tell somebody. I'm tired listening to you. Go on, take him over there. I'll feed the baby. Here we go, sonny, now. There, now, now, that's fine, ain't it? Ain't that nice?
Oh, Elmer, I found it,
You found what?
I found something for my stomach.
Well, I'm glad of it. Maybe it's
well, 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 the little pup wants one of the crackers. There you are, little hound doggy. Just look at him eat that, Elmer.
Well, what in the tarnation of the goodness sake? What's old dad got to do with your stomach?
Well, I guess the widder bought this nice box of crackers for me.
What box of crackers?
Just listen, Elmer, to the writing on this box.
Gee, what is it?
These biscuits are guaranteed to cure all forms of stomach disorders.
Yes, yes.
And will add firm, healthy flesh to any... Well,
go ahead. Go ahead, Si. Go ahead. Finish it. What's the matter? Why didn't you read it all?
That's all, Emma. I read it all.
Yes, I'll bet you $47 million you didn't. Si, give me that cracker box.
Now, Elmer,
you're keeping something back from me, Si Perkins. Give me that box you've been eating out of, will you? Give it to me right away.
Well, all right. There it is, but sketch it.
Yes, that's here good for all stomach disorders and adds weight to any dog. That's a good one, all right. Look, even the baby's laughing. Look at him. Go right ahead, sonny. Have a good laugh. Go on. Poor old Si ate the dog biscuits.
And poor old Si has done the wrong thing again, while the detective should be out looking for the baby's home. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.